Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Now, listen, some of you have asked me, I look like I'm coughing a lot. I am coughing a lot. It's not a COVID cough, however. It is totally and purely a cough from working out all weekend long in the dust and the dirt. Yes, I had no... Are we required to wear a mask in our backyard? I mean, California is one of the few states, you know, shouldn't be one of the many states, I'm sure. One of the few states where you have to wear a mask in the street. No matter where you're walking or what you're doing, they've said, you gotta be wearing a mask, man. I wonder when they open up the banks if they're going to make us wear a mask there, too. I'm just asking. I don't know. Does anybody see how stupid this is getting? How crazy this is getting? So Dr. Bridget Melson is going to join us after the break. I always love when she's on with me. And because we're dealing with, you know, mental issues. And I don't mean that in a negative, derogatory way, right? You're dealing with issues of the mind, mental issues, mental health. Isn't it funny, say, if you say you're dealing with mental issues, they're gonna, I can get emails going, see, what are you making fun of them for? Yet, if I say we're dealing with mental health, that's okay. It depends on how you use the word mental, I guess. I don't know. So, you know, when you think about everything that's going on out there, now you've got people afraid, white people afraid to be around black people like never before because they don't know where you stand on issues. You look at the videos online, okay? I mean, watching an 80-year-old woman who was very upset with a large group of black guys that were making a lot of noise, they take her, they slammed her to the ground because they're such men. They're such cowards. That's really what it is for me. They're cowards. Now, I know BLM doesn't listen to my show, but I know there's a bunch of Dems that do, and they love to hear me talk like this. You are a coward. If you're a young, virile, strong man, whether you're black, white, purple, green, or blue, and you take an 80-year-old woman and you slam her to the ground, you're nothing but a wuss and a coward. Because that's an easy one. Why don't you take on somebody your size, your age? Why? Because most of the time you know you'll get pummeled. You will get wrecked. And then in Chicago, God bless those. Finally, we're seeing it happen. God bless those black leaders that are stepping forward now and saying, look, you want to beef about the cops? You want to scream about what they're doing to your kids? And we're losing 20 and 30 a weekend in these towns. Where is BLM? I got accused of fanning the flames of hate towards blacks for discussing this. What are they afraid of? I would love one of those lunatics to call and say, Joe, you're fanning the flame. I won't call you a lunatic on the air. I'll wait till you hang up. We're fanning the flames by talking about this stuff. No, you're fanning the flames by not telling the truth. Do you understand the fear that you start in your kids and people around you that care about you and others of color when you start telling me you've had to sit down and had the talk with your kid because he's black? I have a biracial granddaughter. Should she be afraid of me now? Because that's the message. The message that's out there, whether you think so or not, is the message you're putting out there is all white people are racist and they don't like you. And in some cases, they hate you. Not true. Not true. You know, I mean, that's like saying that all Germans hate Jews, period. I know that's not true. And that's what you're doing out there. You're not fixing anything. These aren't protests, positive protests. All you're doing is destroying personal property, ripping things apart. Your little one, your teenagers, hearing this stuff, seeing this stuff happening in the streets. And they're thinking, this is the way to get something done. Well, you know what? It's not. It is a way to get hurt. And President Trump was dead right when he said, you start looting and the shooting will start, or something along those lines. He wasn't saying that he was going to order the National Guard to start shooting people in the street, but they spun it that way. The reality was when you saw what was happening, you saw business owners start shooting, you saw people in the neighborhood start shooting, they start shooting each other over this stuff. And then in the cities where you saw business owners standing out in front of their businesses with their rifles around their necks, there was no trouble, was there? If the Dems had their way, those people would be dead. You know why? Because the looters would have had guns and stuff to kill them with, and the average law-abiding citizen would have had nothing. Absolutely nothing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me give you those numbers, just for giggles. Only because I got a minute or two left. 375 million interactions a year with police across this country. 770,000 sworn officers. 10 million of those 375 million interactions end up in some form of action. Ticket, arrest, impounding of a car, whatever. A little over 1,000 shots fired in those 10 million interactions. Of the 10,000 shots fired, 42 were fired on unarmed assailants. Of the 42, 19 were white who died. 9 were black who died. Now, if you think you think putting those numbers out there is fanning the flames of hate, you're wrong. What are you afraid of information for? Of the 9 black men that were shot that were unarmed, 5 of the cops went to jail for manslaughter. 4 were acquitted because community people came forward and stuck up for them. That simple. What about the black cops that were killed? And what about the 7,000 black-on-black violence that takes place every year? Joe Mazzini, your host, Dr. B, will be with us in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
This shit, that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them
good. We are back.
Them good girls, great masterpiece.
Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, I've been asking you guys, as much as some of us, I don't know what the word is. We'll learn the word in a minute, I'm sure. But some of you are more mentally strong, I'll put it that way, if you want. You let things roll off your back more than others do. You know, if you're like me, I'm a believer in, sticks and stones may hurt me, but words won't. That's probably not even the right way to say it. I don't really care. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, people are stupid. They say dumb things. I grew up around people who said dumb things about me all the time because I was Italian. You know, I was a greasy guinea, all that stuff. It's whatever. To me, it just is what it is. And you can't beat up every stupid person out there or you'd have a full-time job to the day you died. But anyway, Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me to discuss some of the things that you and your kids and maybe some of your neighbors are going through mentally because of what you're seeing on TV, what you're hearing, and so on. So, Dr. B, love when you're on with me. Thanks for being with me.
So happy to be here. I'm sitting here in Alabama. At the moment. Alabama. You just gotta say it like that.
Are you sitting around watching them take down statues or what? What's
that? Oh, that was Atlanta. That was ugly. Yeah, you want to stay away from Atlanta if you are not of the darker persuasion. It's not good there.
Yeah. And Mexico, stay away from the churches because they're going to be pulling Jesus statues down. You don't know where they're going
to
fall.
That's right. If it's up to Sean King of BLM, you cannot have Jesus. It's too white.
Wow.
And I get it. He was darker skinned, Middle Eastern, whatever. I don't care. It's not what I think about. Is what color Jesus is when I worship him, but yep. I guess he does. It's all good.
I was joking about it in the last hour, saying, you know, Sean apparently hasn't even touched the Bible because if Jesus was out hanging out, you know, in Egypt and Israel and what have you, he was not a white-haired, blue-eyed, 6-foot-tall, blonde-haired person. This doesn't work. Those are only British. Those are only movies. It shows you how much they believe movie is truth. Anyway, listen, I really do want to get through some of the people that are dealing with depression, anxiety, and confusion. Yeah. They're looking around. Some people believe that because of all the hysteria, it has to be true. There's truth to it or whatever. And they really don't. People are back to crying over the fact that they're white. They don't know what to do. Now they're afraid of black people. This is having the opposite effect, isn't it?
I'm telling you, you know, it is, and I said this a few weeks ago, it's a very much of a cult-like mentality. It is cultic, psychological, warfare that they're using. And, it's criminal in my mind, what's going on, with a lot of these groups and especially the media. I blame the media. I am off social media except for Facebook once in a while when I want to post my articles. But, the persecution that is going on with people posting truth is incredible. And I have a few stories that I will, I cannot share right now, but I will definitely share and people's minds are going to be blown. But the psychological, again, I call it warfare because they throw COVID at us, right, which is proving to be nothing too much more than the flu. Would we have known it if we had it? You know, would we have labeled it a pandemic? I don't think we would. And then on top of that, you know, people are already isolated and dealing with severe mental health issues. And then we throw all of this on top of it. And I will tell you, you know, the riots and the looting, call it what it is. It's not protesting.
No.
And it's been very interesting going through the South. You know, I've been curious to see if it's as bad as the media portrays. And we started in Texas. We went through Louisiana. We went through Mississippi, Alabama. We stopped at all of these places and, you know, truck stops, gas stations, Walmarts, you know, I like to observe everywhere I go and then, on into Georgia. And we had gotten alerted, I had on Facebook from several of my friends in Atlanta to stay away from the city. And, so I started Googling and researching and looking at articles. And it was indeed true that they had bricks and rocks waiting, and they would look in. And if you were white, they would throw bricks and rocks at your car. So we went around. We're in a huge RV, and we went around it. We were able to go around it. But I will let you know, on a good note, because I really like positive, that we stopped at many restaurants and places. Some people are social distancing. Some are not at all. Don't care. No masks. No limit on restaurants, you know, occupancy, no limit on anything. Some are absolutely, you have to have a mask. You know, you have to stand 6 feet apart. I just shop like normal. I don't really obey any of those signs. It's not good. But I'm telling you, you know, in the South, there's a lot of, different races. They're black, white, you know, and people have been incredible. I have not run into anything, any issues, lots of kindness going on, no matter what the color. And it was so refreshing to see, especially in the South, that, man, has the media blown this out of proportion. And I need people to know that. turn off the media. You got to turn it off. Maybe read a few articles a day. But other than, like, Seattle and Atlanta, and you heard about Seattle, right? That mayor called for that to end?
The mayor called for what to end? Just please stop?
What's it called? The Chaz or Chase?
Chopper Stan.
Yes. Because of the death, I think there was one death, one almost near miss there. And they're calling 911 and they're calling for EMTs to come in and they won't go.
I don't blame them.
And have you heard of the extortion going on now? Well, they don't call it extortion. They call it taxes. So there are businesses in there, and they have to pay a fee in order to open, or they'll get, I don't know, bada-bing. Something good won't happen to them. And so this conservative is awesome. He interviewed the people in there and said, so in America, we call it extortion. They're like, no, I was just paying taxes here. And I'm like, great. So, again, psychological warfare. These people are in fear for their lives. And the mayor just a few hours ago called for it to all end. And I don't know.
How is she going to end it when she has decided to take away everything that they have to fight with? In other words, they took away from the Seattle police there. They took away their non-lethal weapons. So they no longer have tasers, which is a joke. They only have guns and billy clubs. What could possibly go wrong, right?
Exactly. Goodness. It's so psychological. And what's going on in Seattle, in Atlanta, it is cult-like. It's scary.
It is. And you know what? We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Group cult-like. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. B will still be with us when we return.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Alarming surges in coronavirus cases across the U.S. South and West raised more fears that the outbreak is continuing to spiral out of control and that hard-won progress against the disease is slipping away because of resistance among many Americans to wear masks and keep their social distancing. Confirming those predictions that easing the state lockdowns over the last month and a half would lead to a comeback by the virus, cases have now surpassed 100,000 in Florida. Hospitalizations are rising dramatically in Houston and Georgia, and a startling 1 in 5 in those tested in Arizona are proving to be infected. Over the weekend, the virus seemed to be everywhere at once. Several campaign staff members who helped set up President Donald Trump's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, tested positive, as did 23 Clemson University players in South Carolina. And meatpacking plants around the country are also being hit with new outbreaks. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
All right, I'm going to share this. This is funny. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, really, is what you want to be. And you want to make sure that you have... Oh, please, just don't spew the party line. I mean, truly. You want to make sure that you have the right information and the real information. You know? So... I don't feel alone in the world. I never have, really. But some of you know Gavin McGinnis, right? The Canadian-British comedian, founder of Censored TV, you know, that kind of thing. And I wasn't a fan of his. I mean, I didn't dislike the guy, but I didn't like the guy. Wouldn't go out of my way to find his shows or anything and listen to him. But YouTube just nailed him, too. He's done. They do not like it. They censored him at first, very shortly, like they've done with others, and now they've pulled his whole channel down, just like Vimeo did to me. And this is why you've got to look for other outlets, and we'll be talking more about some other outlets that will be available soon to you, but really, the person we really want to talk to is Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. And we're talking about the issues that people are having. You know, look at your home. You're stuck in the house. You're stuck with your, I don't know how to say this in a nice way, but, you know, you got your kids around the house. You got your spouse around the house all day long. You're stuck at home. If you have a job, you're having to deal with the kids, the honey, and the job. I mean, where's the break? No wonder people are depressed, right, Dr. B?
Yes, you know, and I'll say yes. Depressed to the tune of, you know, online substance use programs. I was just talking to you at the break, but AA and NA have gone all online, right? They have to do all their groups through video.
Yep.
But there is a over 40% rise in demand now for AA and NA, and I bet that's
wow.
True. Just because of the mental health issues. And I will tell you, have no fear. You can get your methadone shipped to you now, right to your house. So,
wow.
If you're struggling with opioid abuse, They are now, methadone clinics are now dispensing it to your house.
All right. I don't want to put you on the spot here, but it's been a confusion. I'm going to anyway. You know me. I can't control myself. I probably need counseling for that, too, but what can I tell you? No, it's been one of those things, and I get that people get depressed. I get all of that, right? What I don't get is the level of depression and fear that Christians get into. And I was sitting with a Christian friend of mine last week, and pretty much if I sneezed or I coughed or I got what they perceived as a little too close, you could see them visibly get unnerved, okay? And I'm thinking to myself, we don't have the spirit of fear. Not that we have the spirit of stupid. Doesn't mean you just do anything you want to do. You don't tempt God. I get that. But what would you say to a Christian from a professional and from a Christian perspective on things like this?
You know, that's a great question. And you know, the spiritual aspect versus the mental health aspect comes up a lot. I've heard everything from only go to the Bible for your source, stay away from the DSM-4, you know, which is our diagnostic manual for psychology and psychiatry, to, you know, just pray through it, and you don't need medication. And my answer is this, you know, God made us biological. You know, we have biology. You know, there's a science and a math to it. And our brains, our minds are very complicated. One thing I get from parents, a lot talking about their teens is why are they unable to cope? You know, you and I have talked about this a lot. And therefore, even adults are, you know, we're unable to cope sometimes. And I used to get frustrated thinking like, Lord, why? You know, what is it? Because there's a coping little part of the brain that does not fully develop until your mid-20s. And I used to get frustrated again, you know, why are teens unable to cope? And why did you wait till 25 to give us that, you know, fully developed? And the overwhelming answer I get, you know, in my heart is that God did not intend, this is not how he made us. This is not how he wanted the world to be, a fallen world, with so many things that we do have to cope with. And we've created this. We've created the inability, we've created all of these stressors in our lives. And so Christian or not, yes, spirit of fear, my patients that I meet with, it's less fearful. I think we want to call it that, but I think it's just everyday stress. And I want people to don't worry and don't be fearful. What's going on is very real. We are having things thrown at us with this pandemic, with the riots, with the race issues, one after another. And imagine being in a batting cage, right? And one ball at a time, you still react and you have to exert energy into hitting that ball away from you. But now we've got one ball after another just thrown at us like 120 miles an hour. And pretty soon your brain is going to start measuring this or registering these as traumas. You never know, because of our biology and because of our genetics, which one of these baseballs is going to register as a trauma to your head and to your brain and to your mind. And so that's why some Christians are like, what's the big deal? I have no fear. You know, I'm very calm and God's got this. But I'll tell you, on this RV trip through the South, even I'm like a little on edge and I notice I have a little more anxiety and I'm not sleeping as well. And I think that's just normal. I think that God wants us to have that alertness. And, yes. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I'm on. People are writing me too, messaging me. And one of my Facebook friends, Brian, says the reason why we're so stressed is because everybody's getting participation trophies instead of learning to code.
Oh, you know what? The Bible says in the mouth of two witnesses. And I had somebody today say that to me. He said, Joe, again, that's the problem, is that these participation trophy kids and the parents who brought them up are what you see happening on TV today. And I was going to say, I said yes. I said you are exactly right. They can't cope, and mom and dad are sticking up for them. And that's why the kids, they don't have any coping skills.
Absolutely. And mental health has no faith. There's no population that it seeks out. You know, people, you know, I've gone through bouts of, you know, depression and anxiety all of my life, and I'm one of the strongest Jesus freak Christians, you know, to the core.
I can attest to that.
Yes. So, and I still get it, and I've tried to pray it away, and it doesn't work. You know, it's like, Lord, and God's like, hey, there's a doctor, go see him. There's a counselor, go see them. That's why I made them. So, yeah, it's very normal what people are going through. You know, to how you know the difference between a spirit of fear, you know, and an insufficient amount of faith versus mental health is truly to say, is it lasting 3 weeks or more? Am I feeling like I want to die? It's different than I want to be with Jesus right now. That's different. That's me every day. But are you really seeking ways to die? Have you thought about methods? Have you actually tried to carry it out? And then last, is it getting in the way of your everyday life? And if those three things are true, then that's not the spirit of fear. That is true mental health crisis, and you need to just seek some help that way. So that's the difference right there. And, you know, going into that, I'm just going to talk all night.
No, go ahead.
I was on but wait, there's more. I was on a White House call a few weeks ago, and I had told some people about the mental health budget and how Trump signed a bill to increase it and get us the help we want. And there's a great mental health hotline and then a text that you can send, and I'm trying to find it, and I cannot. But just so you know, it's actually in place in all 50 states. And it's different than the suicide hotline. This one is just for pandemics. And if people, I would rather people try to call that. I mean, if you're suicidal, call the suicide hotline. But if you have any anxiety or depression, the cool thing is you can get funding, you can get your appointments paid for, you can talk to incredible people for free. And what Trump did when he signed this, and God bless him, and Melania Trump is really spearheading this, what's going on is they have thousands of counselors now that's what the budget, that's what the money goes to pay. That are on. So anytime you need to call, you can do that. I'm trying to find the number, and I will by the end of the show. I'll be right back and give it to you.
We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Dr. B is going nowhere, and we'll be back in a few minutes. You'll sit in real sight on GCN Live.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12, or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at Sunny-Bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
I wish you'd stop yelling at Joey V like that. What's he called? Look at him. Global Senior Host, listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You have to be part of the solution. The way you become part of the solution, hear me out, do not spout the party line. I'm talking about any party. Don't spout, if you're a Democrat or Republican or independent, just because it comes across your Twitter feed from the party doesn't mean you need to repeat it, because it could be totally false, right? You need to find out. You need to get informed. You need to be on it, too, as well. That's why I bring on the experts. Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. We go over it. We're calling it Mental Health Mondays because you need to know how to cope with this stuff. Some of you really don't. You know what? We're not going to be here forever. We're not going to be stuck in this garbage forever. Eventually, they'll burn themselves out. They'll get stupid. They'll self-implode. I guarantee it, because they're already fighting with each other. Because it's like, who's the boss? I'm the boss. No, you're the boss. No, you said you were going to. I love it. Just sit back, get the popcorn, get the Pepsi, and watch it happen. Dr. B, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, popcorn and Pepsi and prayer. That's the three things.
Listen,
you need.
You can't buy this kind of entertainment. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, watching what these people do. We don't want any boundaries. By the way, boys, put those cement borders right around this line here, you know. We don't want any police. Anybody's got a rifle, come out here and stand by the fence. And it's like, are you people, are you hearing yourselves? Right? I mean, there's got to be a medical term for that.
There's got to be. I don't know what it is. Insanity.
Hey, that's what I would call
everything
it.
Yeah, well, everything, again, psychology 101. Everything they're doing in these little areas is everything President Trump was trying to carry out. And it's just...
No. He did it because he hates them. We were doing it because we love
everybody.
Don't you know that? What's wrong
with you? That's right. I don't know. I give up.
Sorry.
I give up. You know, this conservative, using a Facebook Live that I was telling you about in the Seattle protest, you know, calling, you know, charging people for tax, you know, they're calling it taxes, and it wasn't. But, gosh, he did one more. Oh, he asked about the borders, right? Oh, yeah. He said, what about all these people that are armed? Aren't they police? He's like, no. Those are just armed guards. And what are they doing? Aren't they policing? No, they're just making sure everybody's safe. These people frighten me. But the good news is, mental health-wise, so everyone can take a deep breath. You're right. You said it, Joe. It's not going to last. It never does.
No.
Because it doesn't, there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just the little tantrums. They have to get it out. Think about toddlers. What do you have to do? You got to just walk away, let them destroy the furniture, remind them that whatever they destroy, they're going to have to fix. But do your thing. So, yeah, I'm really curious, since the mayor did announce an end, what she was thinking.
She's got to fix it all, but she can't tell you how, right?
I mean, isn't that great? Story's developing. She just said she's going to. One of my Facebook friends said, milk and cookies? Are they going to get warm milk and cookies? You know, like, yeah, well, that might do it. Sadly so, whatever. And again, if you're finding yourself tense and it's not going away and there's anxiety is normal. But if it's, you know, taking you over and you're not able to work and it's costing your relationships, I have this awesome number and it's been around. I don't know if people know about it. It's called the Disaster Distress Helpline. And anyone can call it if there is a national pandemic or disaster going on. It's 1-800-985-5990 or... If you are of this millennial culture, you may text "talk with us," those words, to 66746. All right, talk with us, 66746. And because of the importance, you know, I they listened. I literally wrote some awesome, you know, research and suggestions on what to do and to increase the amount of counselors his name's William, and he's directly attached to the president. He's an assistant to the president on this, and they have implemented every single thing I have asked. So he's listening, people. He's listening. And Melania even hopped on our call to thank me for it. So I don't want any credit.
You know,
I just want to say that it's happening and his president's listening.
I'm sitting in my little bunker here, okay, my little dark bunker with my daylight lights here to make me feel better about myself. You talk about your weekly call in the White House, and, you know, you and Melania are like, you know, what is it, BFFs, right? I mean, seriously, I'm going into depression myself here, feeling like nobody cares. You know what I mean?
I can get you on the call. It's just because I'm a city councilwoman, so that's really it. I'm not special, but they were calling for mental health professionals, so I was just honored to be on the, you know, be able to help out and send some suggestions.
I'm just teasing you, but I think it's great that at least you could throw information out there. You can get to somebody. You got the ear of somebody to get back to the president, which I think is a good thing. You know.
But that's the thing. You know, I am literally nobody. I get it. And the president wants
God
to hear.
God doesn't think so, but okay.
He, well, no, you know what I mean. I mean, you know, on this planet, you know, to God, thankfully, yes. But the president wants to hear what is going on, and he wants to hear from the least of these. He doesn't care about CEOs and all. He wants to hear about, you know, the engineers, the people on the ground.
Yep.
And that's who he seeks
out. I believe that.
So
I
just appreciate it.
You know, before he was president, you heard some of the workers that he had at the Trump Towers, at the different Trump places, and they would say, look, they loved him. He would come into the kitchen. He would talk to them, ask them how it was going. The maids actually said, or whatever they're called, service people, actually said it wasn't uncommon for him to say, how can I make your job better? How can I make your job easier? Right? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
You don't hear that from others.
No, I hear it all the time. So, you know, whether you want to count him as a Christian or not, that's between him and his God. But everywhere I go, people I've talked to, that these are the stories I hear. And I also have heard it from him, right? I've had, you know, been at several dinners with him and the vice president, and he always tells these great stories. And it's true. People are like, it's true. He wants to talk to the people with the hands on the equipment, you know, the people that are the everyday people, because they're in the know. He doesn't want to talk and hear the BS of the big loopy duties. He knows all them. He doesn't care about that.
Right.
So that's the same with this country and mental health. He's been such just a great guy and a leader.
I love
Melania. It's great to have.
I love when they always say about him, he's not smart, he doesn't know this, he doesn't know that. I said, well, let me show you how smart he is. He knows he doesn't know this stuff. That's why he calls in the experts. That's why he brings in the round tables. Because unlike some others that we know, he doesn't sit there saying, I know everything, I don't need your help. Remember, Barack Obama used to put together these round tables. He'd bring in experts in the economy, and he wouldn't do anything they said to do. So why the charade, right? Why the facade?
Correct. No, you're right. And he brought in a few of us mental health experts, and it was 3 weeks to the day that he listened to us. We went back and forth with his assistants, and boom, 3 weeks, and we had a plan. 3 weeks. That's it. He does everything he says he's going to do. And I just really appreciate it. And he's getting to roll out round three with mental health. And I have a meeting on Wednesday, and I can't wait to update everybody next week on what
that's
going to look like. Yeah.
No, well, listen, great.
Awesome.
If you can talk to your people, here's some of the deal that, you know, again, like you, I'm an elected official as well to a large school district. And that's one of the things that we're dealing with big time is mental health issues for these kids. And recently, as you know, last November, my high school, or one of the high schools I oversee, was the one they had a shooting at where we lost three young people. And we didn't know how to deal with it. We didn't know what to look for. Do you know what I'm saying? And then even if we knew what to look for, we don't have the resources to get that child, that person, the help they actually needed. And I got to tell you something. It was my first time I had laid eyes on the damage that this does to a school community, because they are their own communities. No matter what anybody tells you, high schools are definitely their own communities. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. You are correct. You know, again, I want you guys to be willing to call and tell your friends to call this specific number if it's a COVID-related health crisis, a mental health crisis, 1-800-985-5990, or text Talk With Us to 66746. It's here. You know, the budget, part of the mental health budget has been allocated to go just to help people and veterans and seniors.
You're not a failure if you need help, correct?
Not at all. Not at all. And again, if it starting to affect your interpersonal life or at work long term, 3 weeks or more, just be willing to reach out. We all have. And I want to tell you one important thing, because a lot of the prescriptions for antidepressants, SSRIs, are up. And I want you to get a test for COMT before you get on one.
All right. Whatever that is, we'll get tested. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Time for GCN Live. Dr. B with us every single week. You got any questions for her you want an answer? You can always send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Next hour, smorgasbord of crazy stories that have come up this weekend. We'll be back in a few minutes.